Todd and Sargent is a 91-year-old business. We were proud to celebrate our 90th anniversary last year. Started in 1933 here in Ames, Iowa. A man named George Todd founded what then was called Ames Construction Company. He changed the name to George Todd Construction a couple years later. Focused really in and around the state of Iowa, building primarily grain elevators, some feed mills, and over the decades, continued to grow. So George was looking for a way to pass along this business or continue it that he had built, that he loved. And my grandfather, Warren Sargent, who was born on the east side of Des Moines, went to, at the time, was called Iowa State College. He was a championship pole vaulter, served in World War I, came back to the States, ended up in Pennsylvania in the steel industry. Warren wanted to get back closer to home, and so decided he wanted to move back to Iowa. And so the two of them created a partnership. The name of the entity was changed to Todd and Sargent. Within about a year, Warren started with his steel background in the Pennsylvania steel industry, started moving the organization from building out of wood to building out of steel. So we built our first steel feed mill in 1959. That was a year after Warren joined in 58. And then it was only 10 years later, Bob, when we built our first slip form concrete structures, a pretty unique type of construction. It's not proprietary to Todd and Sargent, but there aren't a ton of companies that do it out there.
Hey, John, I want to ask you, a company that has survived for 90 years has seen many changes in technology and in agricultural technology, probably one of the fastest moving areas. Talk about how a company like yours adapts to that, what is really rapid change.
Yeah, it's interesting when you talk about change, and certainly any company that's around for 90 years needs to learn to adapt. And the biggest part of adaptation or innovation really is our people. And so we've worked hard to build a team that's able to be not only flexible, but innovative and think forward to what's that next thing. So if you look at our history, that transition from wood to steel to concrete in the span of really about a decade, the question to me is always, okay, so now, you know, we've been in that concrete age, so to speak, for call it 50 years. So what's next after that? And, you know, while you certainly see innovations out there in terms of 3D printing, hard to know when those will break into the mainstream in terms of construction.
Well, people who are traveling on Highway 30 between Ames and Boone will see an example of some of your latest work. And we have toured that facility on the Big Show and quite proud of it. It's the feed mill there at Iowa State University. Tell me about that.
Yes, well, I'm glad you had a chance to go see that, Bob. It's really a world-class facility right here in Ames, Iowa. So the Iowa State University Kent Corporation Feed Mill and Grain Science Complex, really a tremendous collaboration between a number of parties, certainly Iowa State University, Kent Corporation as the major donor. Sukup Manufacturing also provided a tremendous amount of support, including the nice grain bins that you'll see there, as well as a number of industry partners, including Todd and Sargent. So, yeah, we always love when people are driving on Highway 30 there, west side of Ames, intersection with State Avenue. Take a look on the south side of the highway, and you can't miss it. It's a 100-foot-tall concrete structure. This feed mill is really unique. It's not the only one of its kind, but really a unique facility within the country and within the industry. This, for us, was a great legacy project to support the university and the industry in a way that'll be around for generations. If you think about this facility, there's three primary aspects to it. One is for it to serve as an educational feed mill that will educate the next generation of individuals serving the feed industry. Secondly, as an R&D facility for Iowa State and the industry. And third is to provide feed for the university's own livestock. So a pretty versatile facility.
So let me ask you this. Common things that you have built, maybe something that would be very familiar to agriculture that maybe we don't see your name on, but you guys are behind.
Absolutely. So our big industry niches are grain storage, feed milling, and flour milling. So if you're eating some bread products out there, probably has some flour in it coming out of a flour mill that Todd and Sargent designed and built. Grain, feed, and flour are sort of our specialties, but we're really pleased to have had a strong history in the biofuels sector as well, having built all of REG, Renewable Energy Groups, now part of Chevron, all of their original biodiesel facilities, something that a lot of people in Ames and Central Iowa don't necessarily realize. So a long proud history of unique projects. We're based in Ames.
Talking today with John Sargent, Todd and Sargent, builders of the Feed Mill at Iowa State University on The Big Show.